Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Adam Peterson, who started A Delicate Motor as a solo project, has now expanded his range, his repertoire, and his band to include six people in the creation of their latest album, Fell Over My Own. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Adam to discuss the new album, his music, the deep personal significance that the act of creation brings to him, and why he says the music he's writing is primarily for himself. Adam Peterson, thanks for stopping by and being on Local Exposure.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good seeing you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
How have things been?
Busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what have you been up to?
Well, a lot of my work is with the Cincinnati Waldorf School.
Oh, great.
Teaching music.
To young people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, students grades 1 through 8.
All aspects of music or a particular type? Or...
Yeah, I'm kind of revitalizing a program that fell away. So we have an orchestra program there that's held by another teacher. And there was once a separate choral music program, choirs, and also flutes and recorders. And I picked that up 3 years ago, and I've been kind of rebuilding that program. I didn't, when I was studying music, ever anticipate I would become a teacher in this capacity, but doors have opened and I have stepped through them, so.
That's great. And you also come from a musical family, do you not?
I do.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, my mom works across the street. She's a cellist in the CSO, Symphony Orchestra. Her name is Susan Marshall Peterson, and she's been playing with them for like 40 years. So she is, she's a huge musical presence in my life.
What sort of music did you listen to growing up, or was it just a little bit of everything?
I think in childhood it was classical music recordings from my mother, a lot of jazz from my father, and then whatever was coming through the radio in the 90s, all those, what do you call them, one-hit wonders. Wow. That was my childhood.
And so you started this band, A Delicate Motor, ADM. For years, it was just you. It was a solo project.
Correct.
And now you have, what is it, 5 members in your band?
There are 6 of us.
6. Yeah. How's that transition? How's that feel?
Good. It's been gradual and really gratifying to work collaboratively now. Yeah, the project was, for a few years, was solo. And I used a loop station so that I could play all of the parts. But after a while, I think really driven by this feeling that the music just wanted to fill a bigger space, wanted to literally break out of the box. And so my good friends and roommates, Ben Sloan and Steven Patota, came in and we formed the band as a trio. They were instrumental in recording this last album of music with me. And after we recorded the album, we realized we needed more instruments and more voices, so we invited 3 more to join us.
And that's, Brianna Kelly.
Yes.
Rachel Moosey. And who's the 6th member?
Libby Landis.
Was it ever a challenge for you to, maybe relinquish a little bit of that control because you're not the one performing the specific notes?
No.
No, it never became an issue.
No. I mean, if anything, the energy that each collaborator is bringing is enhancing the project. It's at the point now where if any member is missing, it is it's a significant detriment to the band.
And the new album you're calling Fell Over My Own?
I Fell Over My Own.
What's the message behind that?
What's that about?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Fell Over My Own is a feeling in the way that each one of us is striving in our lives to be the best version of ourselves. Paradoxically, as we make this effort, we often stumble over our own feet. So it's a calling up and calling out that feeling of, even though I am striving to be good, I'm striving to evolve, I'm striving to figure out who I am, along the way, inevitably, I'm going to fall over my own devices, my own bad habits, my own whatever. And that's okay, because that's part of the process.
And I think that's a message that's applicable to anyone, whether they're 10, 15, 30, 48.
Junior in high school.
Right, exactly. It was written on the website for Sofa Burn Records, which is the label that this album is on. It says, an invitation to fall in love with who you are becoming, because that's such a wonderful way of putting it. It's just being able to be okay with yourself, both good and bad.
Yeah. You are made of these polarities, right? You are both good and bad. You know, you have the capacity for light and darkness, right?
And it is the flaws, and it's the wonderfulness of the individual that makes you who you are, defines who you are, and
certainly
allows for growth and change.
Yes, every individual is distinct. I think that we can observe truthfully.
Well, anyone who's familiar with your music, to call your music introspective is an understatement. It's almost spiritual. I've noticed a lot of times it's meditative. Again, that's a huge understatement. It feels very much almost like a Buddhist prayer to listen to some of your music.
I think
that's been consistent through the years that you've been creating music.
Cheers. I think it is perhaps not understating, but accurate to say that the music is meditative. A lot of what I've composed has come from real-time sound meditation. And what I mean by that is, and really by way of the loop station, having the technology to create musical ideas and then have them in real time looping out loud in space, and then taking the time to kind of settle into those cells and figure out what is trying to be said, what messages are living in those little musical ideas, these little creative expressions. I am really loving the music that is coming through. It's still very mysterious to me. It does feel deep, and it also feels really medicinal for me, because in my life, my propensity is to be energetic and to be kind of like extroverted and bouncing around. And so dedicating myself to music and to practicing instruments and composition is really grounding.
Is it ever difficult to come from a place, like you said, you're very busy. Sometimes I imagine it could be frantic. Is it difficult to sometimes shut down or change gears or whatever the phrase is, and then move into that quiet space that you need to be in to create this music?
I think I've gotten pretty good at shifting gears, but I'm afraid I might lose something in the process of shifting gears. I think what I'm missing in my life is really like a dedicated, some kind of like body awareness practice, or some kind of like time in the day where I really effortfully slow down, because otherwise I'm really just burning through the day.
Well, I want to take a moment and listen to one of the tracks from the new album, Fell Over My Own. This is a song called Carry Us. And the reason I was drawn to this one is there's a line that you use, and it's, don't bury us, we're not dead yet. For some reason, that phrase harmonized with me and where I am at my point in life right now. So I'd like to listen to Carry Us from the album Fell Over My Own by A Delicate Motor.
Stars in a bed. think of your neighbor's children. Just sit alone and be quiet. You didn't mean anything by it. Fell over my own.
In that song, Carry Us, you really play with spatial relationships. The echo, the reverb on the track changes. It is much richer in the beginning, and then it sort of diminishes toward the end, and there's almost like the music becomes more present or even closer to you.
That's right. It does do that, doesn't it? it's the only track that doesn't feature an ensemble, right? It's the last track. It's a solo track. I think the feeling of that solitude is intact, just a guy playing the piano and singing. And then the decision to kind of reduce the reverb and bring it into really close listening, it's just like a technique to close the album and to kind of just like, I don't know if this happens or not, but I suppose the effect could be to bring the listener back into some like singularity or back into like focus or just into a simple moment.
I want to ask you about the actual recording of the album, the production of the album.
Yeah.
What kind of instruments were used on this album? There seems to be a wide variety of instruments being used.
Yeah. You know, so Ben Sloan, drummer, percussionist, also producer, did a lot of editing on this album. Stephen Batota, electric bass and guitar. And then Henry Wilson from Pop Empire, a local band, he engineered and mixed the whole thing. So the four of us together, I could tell you some of the instruments that we used, but we also played a lot. You know, we had access to a variety of amplifiers, and we had access to, well, Steve owns a lot of guitars, and Ben is always experimenting with percussive noises. I think one of the distinct signature sounds on the album is the kalimba. It's an African thumb piano, also called mbira, especially present in Zimbabwe, Shona music. And that's been a primary tool for composition. I used a lot of keyboard instruments, a Rhodes, Fender Rhodes, and my own electric pianos, and a grand piano as well.
This album was recorded over a pretty long period of time as well.
Yes, the recording, so we recorded nearly 2 years ago in June 2016. We recorded at The Lodge in Dayton, Kentucky. That's Scott Basler's baby. He's outfitted the big hall of that room into a recording studio filled with a lot of collective and shared gear. So that's where we lived for, I think we really did a bulk of the recording in 3 or 4 days, but then spent a fair amount of time in post-production, editing, mixing, mastering. So yeah, it feels like we've been sitting on it for a little while, and now it's ready to really finally release.
Tell me a little bit about how you got connected with Sofa Burn Records.
Kind of on a whim. I was directed to them indirectly by Dave McDonnell. Sent them an email and said, hey, we just made this album of music. We're here in town. Let us know if you're interested. And they came back and they said, we love this and we want to release it. That's a huge honor for us. It's our first time signing with a label. I think Sofa Burn is doing a really good job. They're definitely growing right now.
Yeah. Was it also important to you to keep it local?
Yeah, I think it was that anything bigger felt inaccessible. But also, yeah, I want to know intimately the people that I'm collaborating with creatively. And they've been nothing short of amazing in serving our timeline and our press and getting everything rolling. So we're kind of just beginning to announce this news. We announced the signing last Thursday. We're going to be releasing the album officially to the world on June 29. And we're going to have a show at the Northside Tavern on that day. and we will have just come back from a couple of weeks out of town on tour.
You had a wonderful opportunity recently to be a part of the inaugural Homecoming Festival.
Yes. So Ben Sloan is really the key player for that opportunity. Ben Sloan has developed a relationship with Brian Devendorf from The National. He's the drummer. And they've been friends for a few years. In the last little while, Brian also caught wind of our music, A Delicate Motor. And then in this last season, he and Ben have been getting together just to spend time and play drums. Approaching this festival, Brian was given some curatorial responsibility. And so Brian had this idea that A Delicate Motor could come to play the festival and we could call it Artist in Residence for the festival. What does that mean? I don't know. It turns out that the Artist in Residence, I think for us, was really just that we were the local presence for the festival. So the way we spun it was Ben Sloan kind of took the lead. He said, I want to write a bunch of new music for this festival, and I want you guys to help me do it. And we were like, yeah, great, sweet. So Ben Sloan, Artist in Residence, A Delicate Motor is the ensemble. Brian Devendorf played with us, and over the course of a couple months, developed a whole new cycle of music for our band to play. It was a hustle. It's a really beautiful production. It was an incredible effort mainly by Ben and Steven, who collaborated closely. I contributed some to the composition, and then altogether we made it happen.
Is there potential for this to be another album?
Yes, we will record this material. It's about 30 minutes. I don't know how we're going to spin it as like a package or an album in itself. You have to ask Ben about this, but yeah, there should be some future for this music.
Another piece of writing that I found in connection with this new album, I think was on the, again, on the Sofa Burn Records website. It says, have gratitude for your struggles, your learnings, misstep and stride, generate tolerance, grow light. We all inevitably find our way. Where did that come from and what does that mean to you?
That's kind of like a mismatch of some lyrical content from the album. It is also in sentiment, just more of the feeling or the message that I'm hoping to centralize with this album, but it's also coming from my own yearning to practice what I preach. I think if I say these meaningful words out loud enough and in my music often enough, then for me, you know, something might begin to manifest. I admit to myself also that this music that I'm writing is really primarily for me, you know, to give myself reminders to live well. And then if other people happen to listen to it, they might derive, you know, their own feeling and meaning from listening to the music. And that would be wonderful as well.
Well, now's the point where I ask you to pick a song from the album to end on.
Okay.
Of the tracks from Fell Over My Own, which one would you like to have play out?
I really like a lot of these songs, but the one I'm going to pick is called Durham. And I picked that one because it has really good momentum. And it's one that our band has been playing really well recently. So it feels like it's like the hit right now, right? This is a song that came out of an improvisation. A couple of years ago, I went with Ben on a little tour, and we made our way to Durham, North Carolina, where a good friend of ours had been living, in a very small, very intimate house concert. The very first piece that we played was an improvisation, and I saved some of the loops from that piece, and out from that looping, this song was developed. So we call it Durham because that's where it came from.
Well, that's wonderful because the first track highlights you as a solo performer, and this one really kind of exemplifies the band as a group.
Yeah.
So a nice balance.
Yes.
Well, Adam Peterson, thank you very much for coming by. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you, and good seeing you again.
Good to see you again, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Fell Over My Own, the latest album from A Delicate Motor, is currently available for pre-order from Sofa Burn Records. The album release party is Friday, June 29th at the Northside Tavern. For more information about the event and links to pre-order the album, visit wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode was by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. Learn more at freemusicarchive.org. You can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.